This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lavez, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago area today and tomorrow is under an extreme heat watch. Temperatures are expected to hit the 90s. The heat index could make it feel like it is over 100 degrees today and tomorrow. Erica Knox got her morning walk in at 7 o'clock this morning to avoid the high sun. She says she's kicking up the AC and using fresh fruit to help stay hydrated.
I have watermelon literally cut up. I've been cutting it up for the past 2 weeks, and it's been so great to like replenish my like system, ensure that I don't have any bloating, and also just help me still like clear up my skin and stuff like that.
Officials say to enjoy time outside, stay in shaded areas, and keep hydrated to avoid heat-related illness. A plan to reform Illinois' tort laws awaits Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature. It would allow anybody harmed by exposure to a toxic substance at a workplace anywhere in the country to sue the company, although that company has to be registered to do business here in Illinois. Tim Cavanaugh heads a group that represents Illinois trial lawyers.
If they register in Illinois and make money in Illinois and sell their products here, that it's only fair that they should be subject to jurisdiction in Illinois and be subject to a lawsuit here in Illinois.
Several business groups are staunchly opposed. They're urging the governor to veto this bill. The Illinois Manufacturers Association says businesses will be discouraged to come to the state as a result. The fourth annual Breaking Barriers Festival begins on Friday at Ravinia. The festival tries to highlight female professionals in male-dominated fields. And this year's theme focuses on female chefs and conductors. Maren Alsop is a co-curator of the festival alongside Food Network star Molly Yeh and is the first woman to lead a major symphony orchestra in the country. Alsop explains why this year's theme is important.
When you think of the great chefs, you know, the Michelin star chefs, usually a woman doesn't pop to mind. You know, there's this archetypal kind of imagery, and it's the same with conductors. I think for women, breaking through is a much bigger challenge.
The Breaking Barriers Festival runs through Sunday at Ravinia. And NASCAR is packing up its trunk. It's taking its race from Chicago to San Diego next year. The announcement follows NASCAR putting the pause on its race here in Chicago. The race will occur Father's Day weekend on Naval Base Coronado. NASCAR's contract with Chicago expired after 3 years. The Sun-Times reports Mayor Brandon Johnson was interested in the race returning to Chicago if NASCAR was willing to shift the date away from the 4th of July weekend. You're listening to The Rundown. The Chicago soul producer and arranger Charles Stepney died in 1976, and he was 45 years old at the time, and this happened before his musical contributions could really be understood. And now that is changing, thanks to his daughters Eber, Charlene, and Shantae. The sisters recently stopped by WBEZ and spoke with arts reporter Courtney Kippers about their father's legacy.
My dad's name was Charles Stepney, so he's mostly famous, I would say worldwide, for his two biggest hit songs with Earth, Wind, and Fire. He was their writer, arranger, producer, and performer, which was That's the Way of the World and Reasons, amongst others. Those are the biggest. However, he began right here in Chicago, his favorite place in the world. He never really wanted to live or work anywhere else.
Before my father passed, he had a conversation with my mother in which they had spoken about him finally doing his own solo album. And he told her he would name it Step One Step. So we were able to do that for him.
It's been super emotional still.
I don't want to cry.
Right. Because so many years we have been trying to do something with it.
And this time it was on our own terms. And working with International Anthem and Scotty McNeese allowed us to have creative freedom and to give it the honor that it deserved.
Yeah, one of the coolest songs was That's the Way of the World, his original track. It really just did something to my heart, because for us, for years, it was hard to prove to people that he had done a lot of work that he never received credit for. And so when I heard that track, it just broke me down, because this is the original.
Yeah, there were quite a few songs that we thought we knew the original, you know, iteration, but it turned out that there were sometimes more than one, even previous to the ones that we knew.
One of my favorites is Denim Groove. It's funny because we came into studio one day and Scotty was like, okay, now you have to give all these songs a name. And so we all just pulled from our own association relationships with Dad. He loved jeans. He stayed in jeans and Hush Puppies. When I think about Denim Groove, I was like, that's him in the basement on his acoustic piano, just slamming it out. Da 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 da. You know, he had fun, clearly.
When people ask us what's our favorite track, that's so unfair.
That's right.
But Imagination, because I had always loved Earth, Wind & Fire's version, as I call it. But Dad's original is just him playing solo. And because I had always loved that song, I was like, oh, maybe this is one of those things I'll use in my wedding one day when I get married, and it'll be like my proxy dad, you know, the music. So now to have this stripped down and it's just him is very special to me, and I look forward to the day that I get to use that one.
Eber, Shantae, and Charlene Stepney speaking about their father, Charles Stepney. The Museum of Contemporary Art Chicago is hosting events on Sunday to honor him. Weather, we do have a heat advisory until 10 o'clock Thursday evening. Very hot today with a high in the mid-90s, the heat index around 106. Tonight, uncomfortably warm and humid, a low near 80, tiny chance for some rain. And then Thursday, sunny, even hotter tomorrow with a high in the upper 90s, the heat index near 107. And a cold front will bring some showers with it on Thursday night. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.